gender equality is a huge issue for me. I'm one of a generation of post-war baby boomers in a Western country who had to fight their way through the glass ceiling. And obviously glass ceilings are still there. We don't need to give the examples. They're pretty obvious. It's a little concerning to see the evidence now that women at the very top level of political leadership, head of state, head of government, numbers peaked in 2011, but they're now back at 2009 levels. So we're still in a situation where women in leadership are the rare thing. And until you really broaden that base right through the parliaments, right through the society, where it's the normal thing that women hold 50% of the places, we're not going to get up to gender parity. We are decades away from gender parity on the evidence we're seeing at the moment. And I don't think women should accept that. It is not good enough. I really think we do have to band together and bring in the male allies for saying this glass ceiling has to be charged through.
Here's to that. But we are, of course, here at SDG Live talking about the Sustainable Development Goals. Can you focus a little bit on how this issue of gender equality matters with this new agenda of the SDGs that the world has endorsed? And what are some of the other key drivers of achieving the SDGs by 2030?
Well, you can't achieve this agenda if you leave people behind. And that is why one of the key premises of it is leave nobody behind. Now, that means women. It means all sorts of other people who are left behind right now as well, marginalized for a wide range of reasons. But how can you eradicate poverty if women are still poor? How can you achieve the education targets if women aren't part of it? So for me, the things that need to be done are pretty obvious and pretty simple. Girls have to be able to finish their schooling. Number one, if you can finish your schooling, you have so many other options open to you in life. Girls, women need access to sexual and reproductive health services. Universal. They have to have the same economic opportunities as men. And here's the rub. When the WEF does its gender gap survey, they are showing some slippage backwards on the economic empowerment as well. So we have 155 countries in the world where the World Bank identifies at least one law that discriminates against women in a way that is harmful for economic empowerment. This is not acceptable. So we have to systematically target these things. And I have to say that getting more women in top leadership positions in the governments and the cabinets and the corporations, leadership at all levels, this matters because those women can help drive the change.
Are there other good examples that you can highlight of things that the private sector can do, given that we're here at the World Economic Forum? I know UNDP has worked with companies. Mm. Are there things that have worked well that we need to be putting more emphasis into as we take on this ambitious agenda?
Well, our work with companies has the big focus of value chains. We want people at all levels of the economy to be able to access value chains. So that means when we work with companies, we're looking to see women as part of these opportunities as well. It's not just for the guys, the women small producers, the women who need the skills acquisition, the women who need a help up the ladder. We have to ensure that what we do always has that gender perspective.
And finally, I just want to ask, maybe just a quick reaction to what responsive and responsible leadership means to you. That's, of course, the theme here at the World Economic Forum annual meeting this year.
Well, firstly, leadership isn't about seeing a crowd and rushing to the head of it. Leadership is about thinking through a position that you want to take and working to bring people with you. And if it's ethical leadership, it should be aiming to do good in the world for across the society. It should be leadership that aims to lift everybody, regardless of what subsector of society they may come from, regardless of gender. You want to do good generally. So you have to be inclusive as a leader. I think that's a defining characteristic of good leadership.